He went to Fort Dodge for some action. And before we talk, got a big event. You got another one this weekend. Of course, October, you got a big fundraising event. But first of all, Fort Dodge over the weekend felt like your Cowboys and Cowgirls, Alki, did pretty good.
Yeah, they not bad at all. Dang sure could have done a little better. Have some things that we worked on this week to be better. But I thought overall they did really good, especially the Bull Riders. They really showed up.
And that's your area right there, Alki. And talk about some of them. You had a couple of Bull Riders so once again compete, didn't they?
Yep. So we won both rounds. Didn't quite have enough to win the overall average for the three that stayed on. Out of the six that went to the short round and stayed on, three of them were from Mid Plains. So over half the field was headed to the short round from Mid Plains. But Eli Higa from Hawaii ended up winning the long round. And then Kobe Jacobson won the short round in the bull riding. So it was really good.
So hats off to those two individuals. They competed right along with the best of them, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did. So I'm excited for the rest of the year for them guys.
You had a bareback rider also end up, I do believe, second. Is that right?
Yes. He fell off. He rode his first horse, and the judges caught him at the gate for a mark out, which I thought was a little questionable. As a coach, I have to question those type of things. But he bounced back and did get after one in the short round and ended up winning second in the short round.
You had a couple of individuals in the team roping division, too.
Yep. Kahiva and Eli, again, made the short round. Kahiva made it in the steer wrestling and the team roping. So those two Hawaii boys are going every rodeo. They're making in the short round at least one or two events. So they're doing a really good job in the all around. And then we had Rex and Matt in the team roping as well. And then Rex came back in the calf roping with Barrett as well. So.
And overall, the men's team was fourth overall in points.
Yep. We finished fourth. Just had some things that we needed to make happen in the short round that just didn't quite happen. But I expect them to bounce back pretty quick from that and do good this weekend.
You are right back on the road to Dickinson, North Dakota, Friday and Saturday. Is that right?
Yep, we're leaving tomorrow morning. It's about a 10-hour drive up there, and we're really excited. The stock's going to be really, really good, so we're pumped about it.
I take it you see a lot of the same teams, individuals that you've kind of saw this so far in the fall?
Yes, it'll be all the same teams, all the same individuals there, and we're getting to kind of the crunch time on the fall season with two left.
Got a release from Heather on the rodeo team's annual fall timed event fundraiser. That is coming up here in about a month, isn't it?
Yes, got the release out a little bit late this year. We're just trying to make sure we got all our ducks in a row. But we're gonna have a breakaway roping on Friday. They can enter twice. It's $100 per girl per run, and I think we're doing it two in a short round, and then the next day we're going to do a number 9 roping and a number 12 roping.
And all those events on both days will be at the Kiplinger, is that right?
Yes, it will be at the Kiplinger.
And this is your second fundraiser, because Stampede was your first one, Nor Platte, and this would be the second one for the fall, is that right?
This will be our second kind of last big fundraiser that we have for the fall. We'll also be part of the Farm and Ranch Expos. Will be selling some raffle tickets and stuff like that. So,
and the public is invited both days. Come on by and watch, can't they?
Absolutely. I don't think I couldn't tell you if we're charging anything on that yet. I think it's free for Friday at least.
How many more events? Once again, after you go to North Dakota for this one, Alki, then you got a few in October too, don't you?
So our last college rodeo will be Alta, Iowa. That's the after Dickinson, and then we'll have that fall jackpot, and then from there we're just focusing on schoolwork, getting that done, so we're eligible for the spring.
Goes pretty fast. The fall season, the winter months, take some time off. The kids will still get some indoor work. I take it one, especially McCook here at the Kiplinger, and then the springtime will be here before you know it.
Oh yeah, we don't stop practicing just because the season's over. We have access to indoors on both North Platte and McCook, so we'll still practice year round.